Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Unscripted, presented by Be Unique Magazine, because an authentic life is unscripted. Be Unique is a 501c3 charity that works today to change tomorrow. Learn more at our website, beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org. Did you know that Be Unique is a free, non-profit publication? We work today to change tomorrow by bringing you truly amazing guests like the one we'll introduce tonight, and by highlighting stories about people all over the world who will astound you. The free digital version is available 24/7 at beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org.
Welcome, everybody, and happy Halloween. Every night, I am Mary Brotherton, your host with Be Unique Magazine. My guests tonight are the scientist and the psychic. My brain just went nuts. Elisa Kaler is a Reiki master, energy healer, medium, life coach, and licensed massage therapist. I think my tongue needs a massage. With almost a decade of experience, Elisa is a renowned and well-practiced clairvoyant healer, teacher of spirituality, and a spiritual therapist. She encourages people to be their own light and frequently runs workshops. She is currently writing a book entitled The Path to Peace. And when I first met Elisa was at an event in Orlando, and we were talking about having our own tribe. And we'll get into that maybe if we have time later on the night. Sid Prince is a scientific researcher in the fields of genetics, chemistry, biology, mathematics, archaeology, logic, and ESP. All of the things that I don't do because there's numbers involved. Sid has involved the scientific method to distinctly separate fact from fiction. His groundbreaking research shines a bright light upon the reality of our biological creation, psychic powers, morphogenic fields, which I don't even know what that is, epigenetics, and the theory of existence itself. And we are going to just sit back and see what happens. Hello, Elisa, and hello, Sid.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you guys doing on this happy Halloween night?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Yeah, good. Wonderful Hallows Eve. Beautiful.
I'm going to ask a question of Elisa because someone once told me that for psychics, Halloween is like the high holy season. Do you feel that?
It is a high holy season. Actually, today is a day to connect to people, even in your ancestry lines, who have passed away and connect to the spirits in celebration of a new beginning and connecting to the loved ones on the other side. So it actually is there's a very thin veil tonight to be able to connect to loved ones. And that's what's happening this evening.
Wow.
So we're even having some spiritual people, or even my colleagues are calling me, telling me they hear noises in the house or the lights are flashing on and off. And it's kind of like, I'm not really into the ghost thing, but I connect more to the loved ones, but it's been happening in my house as well. So I'm pretty sure I'm getting visitors from my own ancestry this evening.
Wow. So Sid, what's going on at your place?
I've just been, you know, doing research and getting ready for the Darwin's Fairy Tale app or book. I'd like to release it on both, but I think the app will be better. It's a big subject, you know, evolution and debunking it, basically, but staying very scientific with it. So I would say I'm on the I'm on the cutting edge because, you know, most people would think evolution is scientific and you know, just go by that. But I guess we'll find out on the show, you know, whether it is or isn't, or, you know.
So, Elisa, are you feeling any presence right now?
I'm really not connecting to anything right now. I mean, if there's somebody you want to hear from, you can give me a name and I can bring somebody in. I don't normally keep myself as an open book or portal. I usually work with people who are going through a lot of grief and the loss of loved ones and can connect to people who they've personally lost. And that's where I focus the energy of bringing them through for comforting the loved ones who have passed. And
uh-huh.
So there's energies where they'll come through and give me messages, and sometimes they come through without the loved one even knowing, and they're persistent and want me to give a message. So I write things down, and then I contact the person. Or actually, sometimes the person contacts me. Nothing's by coincidence. And I have a download of messages for that person. But when I do,
wow,
like, my work and I do my healing, a lot of times people will say, well, I really want to hear from this loved one, and I need a name, and I connect the loved one, and I get the messages.
And
wow.
Do they always come through if you ask for them by name?
You know, the first time that I call them through, sometimes they come right in, and sometimes I have to wait a little bit for them to connect. I sometimes get, like, a visual. Maybe I'll see a picture, and they'll try to communicate with me in, like, a vision, kind of like if you were to, like, have a thought in your head and you'd picture your house or you'd picture, you know, what a tree looks like. I get visions like that. And sometimes I get thoughts, but it's not my thoughts. It's of messages of them, and it all pieces together for the person who is waiting here to receive that message. So, for instance, I had somebody close next door to me, actually. They had moved away, and I asked permission if I could speak about this tonight. But they moved away. They were a young couple about 5 years ago. They moved to California, and the husband ended up with stage 4 cancer in the lung, and he passed away this past May.
Uh-huh.
In July, when I came home, he was in my home, asking me to please reach out to his wife. She was struggling.
Oh, wow.
And I told him, it's only been 9 weeks. I can't do that. She's not ready for that yet. And he was like, please, you have to help her. And so he gave me specific messages. I wrote them in my phone. And the next day on my way home, his wife calls me and says, I need your help. I'm really struggling. And here I had
all
the messages from her husband. And I said, oh, my gosh, you're not going to believe this. And she was actually, she's an engineer by trade, and she doesn't believe in this because she's very analytical. But after the messages that she received, it was as if I stood in their home with them and knew everything that went on and the promises they made and the things they did. And it was to the specific of, you know, even what they were doing after, if he should pass away, of what they were going to do as far as, you know, personal things or whatever. And she ended up receiving all those messages. So it kind of blew me away. It actually had me very, like, crying with her because I was friends with him. I mean, he was a kid. He was young, like my kids. And I used to feed them, and he would hang out, and I'd give him my lawnmower. And he'd always tell me, dragonflies are everywhere around you whenever you're outside. And when I'm outside, there's not one. But
interesting.
She was so comfortable with it, and she wasn't. And after that, she's a believer. So I guess people have to experience it. You know, it's hard to explain something that seems so far-fetched. But energy is who we are in our human. We're energy. And when we leave the human, when we leave the physical, we're still energy. It doesn't die. So where does it go?
Yeah, where does it go, Sid?
I mean, I would say, like, I don't want to give a name or, you know, the gender of the people that passed. I don't know if Elise works. I'm feeling this person without me saying it, because if I give too much information, there's no way to really tell, you know, because it can be psychological at that point. You can
I wouldn't know anybody's name. I mean, if you gave me a name, I wouldn't know the person you're talking about. But that's
no,
how
no,
I connect
mean, like,
to the person.
Yeah. If I didn't give you anything, you know, and you had something come through, could you, you know, figure out it's this gender of a person, or it's a relative, or it's a person that I knew, you know, like that. Like, I mean, I can give you the names and stuff like that, but I was saying for a scientific purpose, because if I give you the names and everything, then it kind of, there's no way to have a substantial knowing, you know, because it can always fall back on a psychological type of assessment. And then, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, you're fake to do that, but many people are that well versed in psychology that they can ask you a few questions and basically figure out a lot about your life, you know, and without any psychic thing. So I'm thinking of a way where if you feel something, you know, you could say, okay.
I mean,
this
there's
is...
a woman, like right now I see this woman around you, but she's kind of like a modest older woman, and she's kind of heavier set. She's not real heavy, but she's not skinny. And I feel like she has like rough hands. Like she works a lot. She does a lot with her hands. I don't know what she's doing, but that's what I see. But that could be very generic as well. So when people give me a specific name and it's that person that comes through, that's more specific. It's not that I know these people. I don't know your family. I don't know your loved ones. If you gave me a name and that person comes through and I can tell you all about her, that's not really psychology. That's her. Do you understand?
Well, if it's not psychology, then you wouldn't need the name. You see, that's what I was saying, the first part, to say, if I give you the name, it is psychology to a point. Not to say it's 100%, but something is, you know, there. There's a springboard for many things to be bounced off from that starting point, which wasn't originally a psychic a premonition or a feeling, you know, to say, okay, you know, because I've talked with a lot of psychics, and, you know, I think that there's without a doubt, we have a psychic connection with something, but do the people really know what they're getting? Do they know how they're figuring this out? Is it something in the person, you know, because sometimes a person will, you know, they'll be in denial that they're doing it psychologically. And I'm not saying that you are, but to make it to say, okay, for me to say, wow, she connected with something, would be for you to hit on something. And again, that also goes into the law of probability, where, like how you said, you feel the image. Now, what you said you felt, I don't know anybody like that who passed.
Right.
You know, both my grandmothers are skinny.
Exactly, and it could be for Mary as well, because I have both of you on the phone. But this is my point.
Right.
If I don't have a specific name, then I could say, well, I just see a lady. I mean, that's generic.
Well, I've got a question. If I were to ask you, if you were able to just, without giving a name, I mean, I don't mind giving his name at all, but if I were to ask you, could you find out what my father, he had two nicknames for me. Would you be able to pull that in?
You know,
without
it depends.
His name?
I mean, I don't always, I don't always get names. I get more of what people's relationships are with the people that lost the person. So, for instance, if someone comes through, they tell me specific situations that they had together. They don't really, it's not so much names. It's more like circumstances. It's more like
okay.
when they go to, let's say,
event. No, I totally understand.
And they have a specific event. I'll know about all the details of the event. And how would I know that? Because I wasn't there. I'll give you, for instance, for this person with who the neighbor, she lived in California. So I get this vision of red rock. Well, California is all red rock. But then I get this vision of him telling me, we went to this special place when I was really sick. And she said, no, we didn't go anywhere when he was really sick. And I said, well, he's being insistent that you went to this rock when he was really sick. And he told you, he's telling me, he told you how much he loves you and all this stuff about your life and how he wanted you to have his children. And he, and that you guys have planned for that. And it's been 7 years. And after the 7 year anniversary, you were going to start a family. And she's like, no, I don't remember. And then she's like, oh my gosh, I do remember. There was a rock that we sat on that was by a waterfall. And it was right before he, it was one of the last times we went anywhere together because he was too sick. So sometimes people don't understand it, but I get specifics like that. It's not so much name or what people are looking for.
No, I think that's even better. Let's test it out then.
Okay.
All right. All of my grandparents are passed and my great grandparents.
Well, pick one. Pick one.
Okay. My grandmother on my mother's side.
Okay.
Or,
can
you know,
you
either
give
or.
Me her, can you give me her name? Was she a little bitty thing? Who's the little bitty lady, the one who's short? Who's the short one? Is that your dad's side?
She's kind of regular, you know, I wouldn't say little, you know, just,
someone short, like 5'3", 5'4", she's not very tall.
And
my, she had a lot to say. Who's the one who has a lot to say?
Well, the environment you spoke about, like the relationship, are easier for you to hone in on.
I'm going to get there. Who's the one who had a lot to say? She was a very outspoken woman, very strong. And you didn't tell her how to cook because she knew how to cook.
No, they were both pretty subservient. You know, they would have the daughter-in-law cook or the.
Is that you, Mary?
That's my grandmother, Kate.
Okay, all right. She's coming forth then. Sorry, Sid. I'm sorry she's taking presents over you.
Well,
oh my gosh, that woman had a mouth on her.
See, you know,
so what else
looking at it,
I'm sorry, Sid.
No, I was just going to say that looking at it from the scientific aspect, if you have a lot of people that, you know, somebody's going to might say, hey, yeah, that fits me, that, you know, it's not
really.
Well,
let me get a little more specific. Let me get a little more specific because we just brought her in. She's the one who wants to speak up. She's a very forward woman. If yours were subservient, then they're not standing up. And they're however they are in life is how they're going to be in death. It doesn't matter. We don't change. We're energy. It's
well,
who
well,
we
I'm
are.
Not saying that they were. I'm not saying that they were subservient in a submissive manner, totally. But they did, like, you know, these are grandmothers, so they were from the older world where it was normal for the woman to cook and do, you know, this stuff for the house and the men provided. So, you know, that's why I was saying to that extent, but what is the relationship with their grandson? You know, because I'm the grandson of, you know, all four of them. Is there anything, you know, my father, he's passed as well, but you know, I didn't want to say nothing. I didn't know if you would pick it up. Cause I'm trying to see if I do it this way, then, I can discern if it's truly something that can't be explained. And then you have to go into the realm of, yeah, maybe she is channeling something. Maybe something's coming through. So that's the only reason.
Okay,
when you said
your father's name, you said your father's name, all I see were like medals, like some kind of medal of honor or some kind of medal around him. And I don't know what kind of medal it is, but that showed up right away. But Mary's grandmother is so persistent. Man, that girl used to slap everybody who got into her kitchen with her glove and glove. I'm going to tell you what, she doesn't like anybody touching her space. Or her food, unless she's ready to serve it.
She's
everybody out in the kitchen. She's very forthcoming, and she wants to make her presence known. So she's taking presents over you, Sid. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm trying to bring your dad through, but your dad.
So maybe if you let Grandma talk, then she'll back off.
Maybe, because she's center stage. I mean, that woman, it's her way. She wore the pants
so
in the family. I don't care
say.
If it was back in. I don't care if it was back in those days. She was not subservient to any man. she wore the pants in the family. She would sweep everybody out of her house so she could get it all done. And when she was done, if she wanted you to come in, she'd let you in. But you had to listen to her rules. She's very much about her way, her way. She's very dominant.
Yep.
That's Mary's grandma. Oh, my gosh.
Grandma.
She has a sense, yeah, she has a sense of humor, too. She's very sarcastic. And
no kidding.
She's making me laugh. Sid, your dad looks like the sweetest guy ever, if this is your dad or it's your grandfather, because I almost feel like it's your grandfather, actually. He's bald, like really bald. I don't know who this man is, but he's bald. Maybe it's from Mary's side, too. Is that her husband? Who is the passive one? Is that your grandma's grandpa? Is he bald? Who's the bald one?
No, my grandfather, from what I remember, had hair. My father had hair.
Okay.
You know, yeah, that's a...
Okay.
And, you know, the thing I was thinking, I don't know if it's possible, but if you were to just focus on one of us, because when you say put something out there,
all right,
it has double.
Let me
double,
try to focus,
you know,
on you.
Yeah,
hold on.
Because, you know, the probability of chance increases. You know, I'm just saying it from that fact. It increases. You know,
doesn't increase.
Well,
I'm making Grandma set back a little bit. She's coming so forward. She just wants to be heard. I think she got so excited to touch base with Mary. She's just like all over the place. That lady has a lot of energy and controlling. Oh my God. Okay.
That is true.
So we have yours, Sid. Let's see. Can I have one? Can you give me your dad's name, please?
Sid.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a junior, but his name is Sid, too.
I just feel when I channel that energy, it's more of a quieter man and just very, like, just quiet man. He's just coming forth that way. That's how he's being shown. But he's wearing medals around his neck. I don't know why he's showing me these medals. It's almost like, I don't know if it's a medal of honor or if it's a medal for like when you,
well, like
when you're like
mark
in the Olympics. I don't know. I don't know if it's like an Olympic medal, like he was like an athlete, or if it was a medal of honor, but it's almost like he's showing off his medal, and I don't know what that means. You might know what that means.
No, I mean, he's not military. None of them were. I'm military.
I'm not
but...
saying I'm. Oh, maybe he's showing me yours. I don't know. I just see the medal.
No,
I just
I don't have
like
medals.
I see a round medal on a ribbon. It's almost like a ribbon, and I see it around
Olympic.
The neck.
Yeah, it sounds like Olympic, but yeah, not that I know of. I mean, they were. Okay. You know, my grandfather was a farmer. You know, my father. You know, he worked.
Well, don't tell me. I don't want to know about them. I don't want to know anything about them. I just see the medal.
No, I'm just
so
saying,
I don't know.
Yeah.
If
I mean, the medal, maybe,
you,
I don't know, the plow to a, you know, the plow or the, you know, the.
No. Wait, let me ask you this. Did you ever receive a medal in the military for high honors like something high?
Nothing really high, just your basic stuff, your National Defense Medal and all of that, which is nothing really. It's not even, you know, you look at the medals.
Okay, well, I'm seeing this medal, so that's coming through. So let me just continue with him for a minute, if you would give me a chance, and I'm going to see if he has anything else to show me. Because he's coming forward, but he's quiet. I don't feel he's really coming to, like, for you. I don't know why he's not speaking up. He's just showing me the medal, but give him a little bit because he's trying to figure this out. I feel like you've been trying to get a hold of him for a while, and he really hasn't made his presence known too well to you yet.
No,
has he passed like the last 7 years? What's with the number seven?
That's a pretty big stretch there. I mean, he passed
about two years ago.
He passed about 2 years.
Okay.
But, you know, when you say 7 years, that's like, I mean, you're spreading a lot of ground there to be right.
No. I'm not asking to be right in that time period. I'm asking for specifics.
Yeah, within 7 years? Yeah, 2 years. You know, if you would have said three years, then, you know, that's
Sid, stop. I said something about the number seven. I didn't say he passed. I asked if he passed 7 years ago. There's something significant about the number seven. And how I see it is it comes to me, and then I piece it together. Okay, it's not that he died. I asked what's with the two, but you spoke over me, and if you play the recording back, you'll hear it under there. So the two was specific as well, but I did ask about the seven. So there was, when I hear the numbers, that means there was something significant at those two times, okay? So the two was his death, but the seven, there was some other significant thing. Maybe that's when he got sick, if he was sick, or maybe that was something that had to do with you, but I'm waiting to just get some downloads, and that's how it works. It's just being patient and me hearing the information and carrying it on to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Sometimes it takes a minute.
And it doesn't help that my grandmother's over there tapping her foot, so when's my turn?
Your grandma backed off. Oh my gosh, she was so funny. See, and when I, and I, it's like I pushed her out, and she was all ready to like doing it and telling me things, but you know, I pushed her out because she was taking over the show. But it's okay. Grandma took a back seat for a little bit. I pushed her away. I'm just waiting for Dad to stand up and come forward. I feel like he was more of a private guy, and he just, you know, he just kind of did his thing, very into reading and studying and learning and growing. And I feel like he's more of a quiet man. I just don't feel him very forward. He's not even giving me the energy that he comes forth to. He's like a man. He speaks when he's spoken to, but he doesn't really come out and speak unless he has to. That's kind of the energy I get of him. Is that what you said?
No, he was pretty outspoken. He had five kids with my mother, so, you know, that's not really incognito.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, because you're bringing in your grandpa, your dad, you're bringing in everybody.
I was just giving you a list of who passed, you know, so you had an option. You know?
Okay, so listen, open up your mind for a minute. Just open it up to receive, okay? And who is the person that I am describing? You don't have to say it. Just think about this. Who is the
more quiet
person?
This is the
person?
Thing. The person you're describing, what I'm thinking is, all right, and this is me reaching to kind of, I don't know if I'm,
okay.
I might be overstepping to help you a little more.
Do you want me to continue downloading him? And then you can tell me and make sure this is the one, because I feel like this person who's quiet, he's connecting to you for a reason, and I don't know if it's somebody that was really close to you, and it might even be a friend, but it's somebody who is a male figure who is coming through, who's bringing up your medals. He's bringing up the number two and the number seven, and he's quiet, and he doesn't speak unless he's really spoken to, but he's really smart. I feel like he studies. He's very into his books. He's very into his knowledge and his studies. And when you have a deep conversation with him, he's very deep, but he doesn't really come forward to make himself the spotlight. He will speak if he's spoken to. And this man, I feel, has a lot of respect for you. And maybe it's somebody who was a scout, who was being taught by you, or someone who looked up to you, because I almost feel like this person is looking more up to you because they enjoyed the wisdom that you two exchanged in speaking and acknowledging and conversing with each other, but he's not somebody who is in the spotlight.
Okay, so he wouldn't be a family member then. He wouldn't be a relative. He might be
somebody who knows you
friend.
And respects you. It could be your friend.
Okay.
It could be somebody, because I feel like he's a younger. Go ahead.
Like how you had the height on the grandmother. Do you have a height or a weight or, you know, like a chubby or skinny or anything like that? Or? Is anything like that coming through?
He just seems like he's just a very real man. Like, he's so genuine, and he respects you. There's just a lot of respect he has for you. He's not really showing me his visual, but he's coming through. He doesn't look like he has a dark complexion, but he doesn't look like he's totally white either. He looks like he's almost, I don't want to say Hispanic, but he kind of has like a little bit of coloring to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just seems like a genuine human who really adored you and was a very deep thinker. And he's
you know
very into
funny?
His knowledge.
The weirdest part is, you know, I'm not an introvert. You know, I'm very outspoken. But it sounds like everything what, you know, my thing is, you know, the book, the knowledge. Because I don't know anybody that really does what I do. If anything, you know, I'm just saying, that's what I was saying. The psychological aspect of it could be mixing in there, because my father wasn't really like that either. You know, he was, we're kind of different. And
Someone's coming forward. Who was a woodworker in your family? Because someone just popped up and he passed on the other side.
No.
He did a lot of woodworking, though. Not farming, woodworking.
My other grandfather, you know, he wasn't a woodworker. My great grandfather was a sadhu, like guru type. My father,
so
you
nobody
know,
was
worked
a woodworker.
For,
you don't know
yeah,
a,
no,
a woodworker.
Father, I'm afraid my people have hijacked Sid's time.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Right, if, it
you,
in,
Mary,
if it comes
oh
in better,
God,
it's got to be my
woodworker.
Father.
Okay, yeah, it is. Or they are high. They're coming through from Marysville. I'm sorry. I think
no,
that you're
that,
not open.
No, that,
they're not
that,
wanting
that,
to come
okay.
through.
Yeah. Well, see, this is the thing. Yeah, I figure whatever comes through, if it comes through more Mary, just focus, you know, because if you split it up, you know, it might, yeah, it won't be.
Well, I just heard
I might think, oh, yeah.
And he just wanted
on.
To come through. I'm like, okay, bring it on in. So Grandma took a back seat. This one's just raising his hand saying, I do the woodworking. Very, very, very kind
oh.
man, though.
I've got
Did
a good idea.
You say kind or tiny?
I feel kind, but he's short. But he's kind.
Yeah, my dad wasn't a big guy. He was like 5.
Was he short, too? He was short, you said?
5'7 or so, 5'8 maybe.
That's not too tall.
I have something. I don't know if this will come through, but I have a brother-in-law who they say passed.
Don't tell me how.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Well, it was over. It might even
be
it's over a decade for sure.
Don't tell me.
You,
okay, Sid, don't tell me
okay.
details, though. Just give me his
okay.
name. Give me his name.
They called
give me
him. His nickname, I think, was Moti. I'm trying to think of his real name, if it was Reynolds or. But I know his nickname. Everybody called him Moti or Stick. Because he was
okay,
skinny.
Can I? I mean, all right. Let me ask you this: did he have a really funny sense of humor?
He had a sense, but he was a quiet guy. He was a working man. He was a boiler electrician, and
but he's a funny
did,
guy.
So you don't want me to tell
really
you how he
funny
passed?
Guy. No.
You don't want me to tell you
no,
how?
Don't
he,
tell
all
me.
Right. All right.
No. Just
yeah,
was
no,
he,
I'm just
when I ask you the questions, was he a funny guy? Because I feel like a sense of humor on this guy, and I want to laugh.
He was a cool guy. I could say that totally.
It's almost like you didn't expect it out of his mouth, but he was funny. Like, he really did have a lot of funny. He just would pop up and say something really funny, and everybody would be cracking up. That's what I feel with him.
Hmm.
Unless it's maybe just,
if anything, he's more
your,
quiet, yeah.
It doesn't
yeah,
matter whether he's quiet.
Can I
yeah,
interject?
Really
funny.
Not,
yes, Mayor, go ahead.
My father's father was a clown for the Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Hmm.
I don't know if you can get any funnier than that.
What was he funny, though? Like, really funny? I feel
he
like this
died
guy had,
was...
had words of funny, though. He was more like a jokester, like funny. Like, he would just come up with some really funny lines and people would crack up. Is that what he did?
Well, everybody in his family did.
Oh. Or was it more quiet?
And my father
because
did, too.
I don't think quiet.
No, they weren't
I just
quiet.
See a funny guy. Okay, no, I see a funny guy. Like, he's just funny. And I feel this laughter. And whoever is the woodworker, he's cracking me up because he's like, I need to step forward. I need to talk. Is that that's your dad. Is that what you said?
That's my father.
That's your dad. No, because he's right here, and he's coming really strong forward towards you, Mayor. I think he has some things he wants to tell you because he's telling me he feels like he needs to have some closure with you. Do you understand that?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to get a little – can I get a little personal here because I feel like he – Is that okay? Because he has
okay?
something
sure.
he wants to share with you?
Absolutely.
Because he feels like he let you down?
No.
No way. He feels he let you down. Listen, he feels he let you down because of the way it happened. Do you understand that?
So, yeah, Mary, are you saying that your father never let you down, right? So he was good to you, basically. So that might be...
No, this has to do with his death. No, this has to do with the death. It's not. It has nothing to do with in life. This is when he was dying. He feels like he let her down the way things went down.
Oh, this is what I was saying, like with having the two people on, I could say, well, okay, maybe my father felt that way. Her father didn't.
Jesus,
so it always gives you a way of hitting.
Maybe we need one person on the line to have
you know,
specific.
Well,
it's like
I can't
a family
hang up.
Reunion.
What if
no,
I leave
I don't
the
want
room?
You to hang up.
No, could I leave the room? Would that work?
It's okay.
Elise?
It's okay.
Would it work
it's
if
okay.
I left the room?
No, we're just opening the channels. It's okay. Whoever wants to come forward is coming forward.
Okay.
It's all good. Just let them come through. I mean, why block it? It's like I blocked your grandma. She probably had a lot to say. She's a pistol, that woman. I'm
grandma
surprised she
always
backed off.
Well,
she was not
somebody comes through, right? Isn't there like people that report where when somebody comes through, they come through, you can't block it? It's like, you know, that's it. They will tell somebody, look, I got a message for you. I can't stop hearing it. You know, so like when you block
that does
it.
Happen. That does happen if it's something that they are persistent about. Yes, that happens to me. Like they'll tell me, you need to go tell her. You need to go tell her. And then I go tell her. And I could be in the middle of a store somewhere. And yes, that does happen. But then there's also times where I have to block it because I would be up all night having
all right, now,
come through to me to get messages.
When it has happened
right?
for you to tell somebody, did it turn out to be correct or just something that, you know, both of you went unknown?
All the time. All the time.
Okay, so every time you get that, it's correct.
Every time.
Do you have any, there's no proof that you have or it's just instances
well,
that when it happens? Or?
When I tell somebody a message and I get the message, everybody who I've ever worked on has always said the same thing. It's spot on. But see, I tell them they have to write their own stories and their own testimonies to me. I don't want to be a part of that because it has to be their own words. They know how the gift has touched them. So when they write in or
I look
put their
at it
signature
like,
on it, that's their story.
Like when you were saying about the metal and stuff, you know, there's a part of us that wants to reach. Like at first, you know, before you mentioned, you know, you got very specific with it being an Olympic or, you know, an Army medal or something. You know, I was ready to reach and say, well, you know, he worked for the airline. Maybe it's the medal of the plane that he's always around in the airport.
It could
and,
be.
And that's not
it was
good.
A medal.
No, well, that's what
it
I'm saying. So I didn't say nothing. Yeah, that's why I didn't say anything until later that he worked for the airlines. But.
Okay,
I'm just giving an example of how
you could write
how
this
people
stuff
want to
down.
Reach.
Like you could write stuff down and say nothing to me and I'll just keep downloading the messages to you and you don't have to tell me a thing because it doesn't make sense to me. I don't know these people. It would make sense to you. Those people that come through specifically for like Mary said, that's my grandma. She knows how her grandma was in life.
But this is the thing. When we were talking, could it be that she was reaching the way I was going to reach for the medal with the airline and just happened to say, well, it's not on Sid. Sid's not saying anything, but it's more relating to me. So it doubles the chances of it being right when there's no way to gauge it. It's saying, well, wait a second. You know, this is it. It's like asking a crowd, you know, somebody might say, oh, yeah, you know, my name begins with an M or, you know, it's. I'm not saying that you're, you know, wrong. I'm just saying that the method is untestable. So how would you know, you know? And that's not a great – that's why people look at psychic stuff with skepticism, where I'm not – you know, I'm actually one of the scientific researchers that actually would say, no, there is evidence of, you know, certain types of psychic pre-thought and clairvoyance and stuff. But – in the search, this is part of the search. You know, I'm speaking to someone who claims to be psychic, and, you know, I think it's great, you know.
When things are specific and they mean something to you, there's no way I'd know this stuff. You know, the best way to test it is to have a personal session with me, say nothing to me, record the whole thing, listen to it back, and then you can make a decision if you think it's spot on or not, because I don't know you. I don't care about what you do in your human. I could see things in your soul that happened in your past that I wouldn't know anything about. I could see things that happened in your present that I wouldn't know anything about. And it could be things that were traumas. It could be things that were situations that nobody would know except for you. Because I had a scientist come to me for a healing one time. I did not know he was a scientist. And I saw his entire childhood. I saw the traumas he went through, the abuse he went through. I saw everything on his soul. And he was bawling like a baby on my table.
I mean, I'm definitely not saying that, you know, it's fake or, you know, whatever. But it has, you know, there is no way to tell. It's like me saying, hey, drink this, it's going to make you better. And there's no way to know. There's no test.
Well,
you don't even know what the liquid
is,
you know?
Seeing is believing, right, Sid? Seeing is believing.
No,
if you
seeing
see somebody
is, no, it isn't. It isn't. It isn't. You're supposed to, the saying is, believe nothing of what you hear and half of what you see. You know, experience, you know, as people age, they start to realize, wow, things aren't as they're seen. That's why possibly that I am open-minded as a scientist to the clairvoyant. I wouldn't even call what you're saying as clairvoyant, because clairvoyant, clair is from the Latin clair, you know, and voyant is to see. So seeing clearly, you know, and what are you seeing clearly? Maybe the future, maybe the past, but this might be, I guess, called more of, I don't know if channeling is the right word, because, you know, channeling, what is channeling? You know, maybe it's something that's, you know, because you're acting as a receiver maybe, and, you know, but then again, that brings us into the realm of, well, anybody can, hey, it's me, you know, that sounds like mine. So yeah, you're right. It does have to be specifically one-on-one with the person saying, but again, how, you know, I mean, a lot of stuff has been off, you know, and yeah, we could use the, you know, the say, okay, it was maybe Mary's or mine, or, you know, I was wanting to hear something and say, okay, I got four past grandparents, all my great grands, my father, two of my uncles, my brother-in-law, a friend a few years ago, you know, so I'm looking at it very scientifically and open and saying, look, this, who is it? You know, come on. I'm hopefully the guy that, you know, a few years ago that passed that I, you know, was in high school with, you know, but I'm just, you know, I'm not seeing anything. And you're asking for, you know, certain specifics that I can give, but then nothing is coming through. You know, if it comes through and somebody else says, oh, that's me, I'm not saying again that it's fake, but it's again not, you know, it's off. You know, even if somebody says, oh, well, it came through for me, that's still off.
Well, it's not off. It's not off. They're just not talking. They don't want to come forward for you. They're coming forward for her. It's like somebody stepping forward and saying, here I am. I can't
control who comes forward. So if I did a session.
Forward.
Okay, so if I did a session and it worked out where, hey, they just don't want to come through, has that ever happened to you and somebody?
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
So where the whole session, nothing
because
happened?
Because sometimes loved ones have left so traumatically, or sometimes the person on my table went through so much trauma, they're not ready to hear from the loved ones yet. That has happened. But they do come through. It's just not always when you want them to and how you want them to. But when they do come through, there's no way you can tell me that it's not for you, because it's totally specific. It's not like, oh, I'm a boy and I was the brother. And it talks about certain situations, like grandma in the kitchen or grandma doing whatever. And
I mean,
you're like, well back then they were subservient. They're not subservient.
Think about grandma in the
kitchen.
No. Now, this is an open-minded. Think about that phrase, grandma in the kitchen. That's like 99.9% of the grandma. So if I were to say, you know, grandma in the kitchen, that's like a real easy hit. I mean, I would even say that, yes, I remember my grandmother's in the kitchen, you know, and, it, you know, that's like a real, you know, it's not, that's not really saying much, you know, by the kitchen. Because now if you were to say, hey, your grandmother was, you know, maybe even riding a bike, you know, as a grandmother.
Well, you
didn't
want her
young
to
girl.
Stay here. You told me to get rid of her, so I pushed her back. She was going on
well,
a roll.
You
said, I
want
to hear from my people.
No, I just asked you if they came through. Like, hey, you know, we started it with, you know, okay, who passed? My grandparents. Then it went to, all right, nothing's happening there. My father passed. And then you were trying to hone in on something, which ended up, you know, Mary reached out and said, yeah, that sounds like somebody from my family. So there.
So that's my father. It wasn't her father.
So that brings us in the realm, and saying this respectfully, it goes in a way like, okay, you can't be wrong, because look, Mary said this, but if Mary wasn't there, it would have been, no, that's not it. You see, so
well, if Mary
we're looking
wasn't
for
there,
truth.
Then he wouldn't have come through, because he wouldn't have wanted to talk to me. He would have wanted to talk to Mary. She's on the phone. Your relatives are not taking precedence over Mary's relatives, and that's not my fault.
She's on the phone. She's on the phone, but so am I. I'm also on the phone.
I understand that, but your relatives are not coming forward, and maybe because I don't know why. Maybe because you're skeptical, or maybe you're not wanting to open, but you're giving me information as we're going along, and I'm telling you don't.
I can reach to you on that and saying, maybe they don't want to come through because they know they did something that was wrong. Maybe they don't come through because they were neglectful. And that's me reaching to say, hey, I'm trying to reach out, but none of that came through. And if that, I would think that maybe they would come through if they're going to say, hey, you know what, I apologize, or they're still that neglective, you know, type of person. So I'm trying to reach for you, but I'm just saying that, you know, I mean, what else, if you want information,
I got a lot of people I know that are past. I think what's happening is
I'm a veteran. So I have veteran friends who are past too, if you need that info or anything, you know.
Okay, listen, I can only tell you what I see. I saw the medal. I didn't know if it was military or not. I just see the medal. There was somebody who wanted to communicate with you that way. But when you're trying to push through, well, I have four grandparents, I have this, you're pushing out everybody from me being able to hone in on who needs to come through to talk to you, because you want to hear specific. It doesn't work that way. In the spirit world, it's like me telling you, I want to know what you're going to tell me.
Yeah.
In life.
All right, now let's look at that closely.
I want you to tell me this. Okay.
Okay, let's look at that closely. You tell me I want specifics, right? So I give
yes,
you a broad
specifics.
Amount of people. No. So I give you a broad amount of people. And then you say, well, this is too many people. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
think
saying
about what
it,
you just said.
I'm not saying, listen, Sid, I'm not saying it's too many people. I'm telling you that somebody came forward and was giving information. And you kept saying, no, there's no metal, there's no this. How it works
because
is,
there isn't. I mean, now if I reach for you, I might say, well, maybe
okay,
it's one of the military
hold on
guys
a minute,
I know.
Though. You're saying it isn't, but then you go in and tell me there were people you were in the military with who knew
you. No,
and
that's
kept.
What I'm saying. I'm reaching for you. I'm saying I'm looking to say, okay, let me see. Maybe it's this guy. Maybe it's that guy.
Looking for that one. I'm not looking for you to say it's somebody. I'm just saying for you to stay back and quiet and let the person talk, and then when you get enough information, you'll know who it is.
This is how we can test it. If it is somebody from the military with the medal, they would have something else to say, right? And you might hit it on the button right now, you know, and say, hey, he was, guys were roommates or, you know, whatever. Is anything like that?
You're not getting the point. You're not getting the point. It's about not talking and allowing the people on the other side to give the information and you to stay quiet and let it happen instead of pushing it all away saying no, because you have not allowed any information other than me to give you one thing or two things and you're like no. It could be your dad giving you information, it could be this person giving you information, and then you see they come in stronger, someone takes a precedence, and you're going to get more specific information about that one person that you're wanting to hear from. But instead, you're pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. It doesn't work that way.
Tell me exactly what you want me to say and how long you want me to wait, and I'll stay
all
quiet.
All I wanted was a name. If we want a specific person to come through, give me a name.
Okay, here's a name. Here's a name. Paris. Paris. And I'll stay quiet for like 30 seconds.
It's Paris. And is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Paris, like, you know, some guys are named Paris. It's my uncle. You know, I'll let you know it's my uncle.
Okay. I feel like this man's tall, though. I don't feel him short. I feel like he's kind of bald on top, too. Not real bald, but, like, has receding hairline in the back, towards the back, and, like, right at the back and the top a little bit, kind of like in that circle area. He's got a receding hairline, and he's taller. And I don't know if he kind of walks a little bit, like, kind of a forward walk, where he's kind of, I don't, he's not really bent over, but he's kind of, his, he almost walks where a little forward. It's hard for me to explain, but that's how I'm seeing him. Just give me a minute. I'm trying to connect to him. He's trying to bring through something. I don't know why he's showing me this, but I see, like, you know, those dried fruits. I don't know if it's something he would bring over as, like, as something that he enjoyed in life, but I see the dried fruit tray. Like, I don't know why he's showing me that. I feel like he would bring, I don't know if he's one of those guys who just brings something to your house, like the bottle of wine and the dried fruit tray. He's showing me a dried fruit tray. And I feel like that's what he would bring if he would come visit, or if he were to be, I see him coming to visit, though. I see him coming to you or to your family house.
Okay, you ready for the results?
No, I want you to wait for a minute.
All right, okay.
Because even if it's Paris or your uncle Paris, I just feel like he's somebody who would come and visit, and he's tall. I see him, I don't know why he's showing me the stitching of, like, leather in a car, but he's showing me the stitching of a leather in the car, and I don't know what that means. I feel like he took, I think he's like into like a real nice car, because I see a real nice car and it's like very clean. That might have meant something to him that you would remember. It's got like the leather smell, like a new leather smell. But he's showing me the stitching for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know if it's like in a luxury car or what, but I feel like I feel like it might be like something of luxury, like not just an average car.
Okay.
So that's what I'm getting in those 30 seconds.
Okay.
I mean, I can keep going. I need to listen a little more, but I don't know who this person is, but I'm feeling like
he's with you. I don't know. You know, this taints the experiment, but it'll at least, you know, you, maybe if you can go further, it's cool.
Don't tell me anything. Let me go further, because he's working on, he really wants to come through. Actually, when he walks in though, your house, he's like, you know, he's there. I mean, he makes his presence known, but he's tall. I don't know. He's a tall guy. And, I feel like he tells some really cool stories. He's got some really interesting stories he shares with everybody. Like, not things that would be common either. It'd be like out of this world kind of stories that you would kind of think, really, that really happened? Okay. But he had interesting stories, like intriguing stories. And I feel like people wanted to listen because it was very intriguing. Like, his life was kind of cool. Like, it was just not normal. I feel like he had a full, like, he had a lot. I felt like abundance had been around in his past. Like, he was successful, a successful man, and he had some really strange, like, not strange stories, but cool stories, like, really good stories. That's what I keep hearing. I feel like people would surround, like, want to sit around and listen to what he had to say. I don't know why I see him around you as a little person, but I feel like you were kind of little with when he was around, like young. And I'm seeing you around, it looks like you're between 9 and 12 years of age, and I feel like, you know, he would have some kind of like rub in your head or whatever, but I feel like he was connected to you like that. Like, how you doing, buddy, or whatever, but I feel like I see you at 9 or 12 years old, between like that kind of age bracket with him. So I don't know what that means. And that's kind of what I'm getting with him.
Okay. I mean, the one thing I can say is he's tall. You know, he's about 6 foot. He lives in Trinidad. You know, well, he lived there. So he wasn't rich. He didn't, you know, was definitely not well off, really. No luxury car. He's not campfire story. You know, who doesn't have one or two good stories, but he's definitely not campfire story. He stuttered. So, you know, usually he really didn't talk that much, because people that stutter usually, you know, it's a cruel world. So, if anything, he was more
quiet. Oh, he is intriguing. I see him having intriguing stories. And who's the one?
I mean, the most thing, he told me maybe three stories, you know, yeah, that, you know.
What's with the leather? Why is he showing me the leather? Did he do stitching on leather? Was that his profession?
No. Well, my grandfather was the farmer. He hunted, and I think he worked for like a brick and trucking company. You know, they're on the island of Trinidad in the Caribbean. So it's like, you know, it's not it's a different
leather.
World. Yeah,
it's something with
leather.
Leather.
You don't see leather over there. I mean, it's like 100 degrees over there. People don't want leather.
No, I'm seeing,
you know, so
leather,
I'm
like
that,
leather interior of a car, and it has fine stitching, and it looks like an expensive car. And I don't know what that means, but that's coming through.
Yeah. I mean, well, I'm just saying, associated with him, you know, he drove like a pickup truck, you know.
Well, what's the leather is that associated with you? Are you the one who likes the nice leather?
No, he wasn't the type of, he was like the hunter, the guy that liked to stay in the bush. He's kind of like a, you know, he's like
a. I'm asking for you. Are you the one who has a nice car with the nice leather? Because sometimes they're giving me, they're showing me that they're connected to you.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, that's, you remember what I said earlier, like what you were saying about the reading and knowledge?
Oh,
it kind of
seemed
like.
You're killing me here.
Yeah. Well, the car, who is it? I mean, I could tell somebody, yeah, I do. Yeah, okay, I have a Mercedes-Benz. I think I would say the interior is leather. It's not, to me, now, being honest, when I bought the car, I was thinking of paying for better seats, because they're the seats that came with the car, but I wanted some really hot, you know, sports car leather, because it's a sports Mercedes. And if somebody looked at it, they would say, yeah, you could do that. The only reason I didn't get it, because they can't do it in one day. But so, in other words, it's saying that I would like that, you know, so I can't say that that's on, but, you know, I do have leather stitched seats, you know, I mean, I guess.
Okay.
I don't
know
what,
this is how it works. This is how it works, Sid. They come through with messages between the two of you. It has nothing to do with me. But with the
Paris,
fruit tray?
That's
what's
what I'm saying.
Dried
like how, anything about when he died, you know, like how he died,
well,
nothing
get,
like that.
It'll get more specific as time goes on. It's when they come through. Sometimes the first time they try to come through showing me things. What is with the fruit trays? And the wine, is that like a tradition over there?
No, yeah, the wine there, yeah, that was off, because he never really, I mean, he visited the States maybe twice. I did see him once. He didn't bring me anything. I don't recall him drinking wine. He more smoked cannabis, because he was from the island. Well, not, you know, that's stereotypical.
What Okay, what's with the dried, listen, what's with the dried fruit tray and a bottle of wine? It doesn't mean that he drank it. It just means that that was a gift that he brought or that was in his home when you would visit. That's what he's showing
you. Yeah, that's not what I wrote. Yeah, no. His house was more, you know, you're looking at the Caribbean. These are like with the, you know, like Brazil, you know, with the wavy metal top. You know, you've got
a
latrine
out
front.
Hey, guys, we're almost out of time.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know, Sid.
It's not comfortable.
I'm trying
it's not comfortable living there compared to living in the Western, you know. Like, if I go there, I like a bathroom in the house, you know. It's more
All right,
like
are you into, Sid, are you into dried fruit and wine?
No, I don't drink alcohol, but I like dried fruit. I don't buy it too much because
when you go somewhere, do you bring like the bottle of wine as a gift to people and a dried fruit tray?
No, I definitely don't.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's something with the dried fruit.
So think on that.
Because that has meaning between you and this uncle, and I don't know what it means, but there's something
dried
in it. You
fruit.
Might say, "Oh my gosh," later.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
I'll think about what you said. Yeah, I'll
we'll continue this because I'm going to bring them through for you without Mary on the line, and we're going to get to the bottom of this off air.
Yeah.
Okay,
or,
you guys want somebody else.
I want you to stay right where you are, Mary.
About over. So if you
want,
I can give you each other's phone numbers.
That'll be great.
Well, you've got each other's email anyway, right?
I think I do, yes. So.
I think I do.
I sent you both an email. So if you guys want to continue this and if you want to come back on the show another time, we can continue all night long. I can make the show longer.
What I would love to do is have a session with Sid and then have us come back on the air and tell you how it went. Let's do that.
Let's do that. You guys work it out among yourselves. Email me when you can come back on the show and I will make myself available. I have enjoyed this very much.
Thank you.
I am really not going to apologize for my grandma, but I'm kind of glad that she came through, and because I am pretty sure that was her. You guys have been awesome. I can't wait till we do it again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both.
I really appreciate you being here. It's been very enlightening. And I think I'd like to have Sid come back another time and talk about the descendants of Atlantis. I think that would be kind of cool, too.
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'm going to rock us out of here with the chickens, then. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did. Be sure to come back the first and third Thursday of each month for more exciting guests, and if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there. That's BUNEKE.org.